Oliver Burrows with us right now. The executive committee has decided to put this to the full county board on a 5-4 vote to seek the declaratory judgment. Now, the declaratory judgment, as I understand, would possibly settle whether one side or the other would win this argument before a lawsuit could be settled. Is that something that would be beneficial to both sides?
I think it would be, because at this point in time, we did not have a proper hearing of this matter. Not only were Robert's rules of order violated, because I was not allowed to speak, I was not allowed to offer an amendment, but my amendment would have addressed the fiscal inaccuracies in the resolution, and the county ordinances require that we have an accurate fiscal impact statement on every ordinance. And the ordinance as passed talked about fines based upon violations of open meeting laws. That doesn't even apply. So even before we get to the points that were raised about the Americans with Disabilities Act, about the issues of Sands v. Whitnall School District, about whether or not the board has the privilege to pass such an ordinance, there's other fundamentals that weren't addressed. And in the past, what the Corporations Council, as parliamentarian, has said is it's up to the board to rule on whether or not an ordinance is justified. And I've asked the question, if the board won't rule, does that mean I have to go to court? And as I was told, I hope not. But that's what it looks like here, because we didn't even follow Robert's Rules of Order, and there's independent video evidence to prove it, and we didn't have an accurate fiscal impact statement on that ordinance. That makes it invalid in and of itself before we get to the other points.
And that's the ordinance of the rule against the taping of the meetings.
Right. And in addition to that, that only covers the county board meetings. It doesn't cover any subcommittees, committees, or other boards' task forces. So we only addressed one level with the possibility of audio recording. Nothing video, no multiple sources, so that you could have verification of accuracy, that things weren't edited, or that you'd have a recording if you had a point of failure. And you and I both know technology can fail at times.
If the end result is that the county clerk has to record all meetings, committee, full board, otherwise, closed session, open session, all of them, would that satisfy this?
I don't think so, because, again, if a board member comes into conflict with the board as the whole, what's going to happen is that there is the possibility of contention over the release of those recordings under discovery because of the fact that you have one party, a supervisor, a board member, against the body politic, if you will, the board as a whole. What we're also talking about here, I believe, is a 14th Amendment situation about due process. If I want to bring an action, I want to be able to have an accurate record of what occurred, as well as if I'm called to be deposed as to what I said and did. And if you go back to the meeting in, I believe it was July, if I'm remembering correctly, it was Tuesday, 30 July, Chairman Rosenberg of the Education Economic Development Committee made a statement to the effect as, well, if we're asked what we said, we can just say, I don't remember. That's not satisfactory for me. This is also a First Amendment situation, because my faith requires that I give a yes is yes and a no is no, and I want to have a record for my own use. We're not talking about here releasing something to the public in an inappropriate manner. We don't even have an ordinance that allows for prosecution of that, let alone a fine or a violation structure to address it. I tried to address that in my amendment on 30 July, and it was voted down almost unanimously. So I've tried to do everything I can to address the concerns that people raised about this, and still we come back to this particular body, the executive committee, and because it was a 5-4 vote, now it's got to go to the board. Does that mean if it was an 8-1 vote, it wouldn't? Again, what are our procedures? What are our rules? When are we going to follow them and act as though our ordinances and our rules mean something? At this point in time, I think it would not be unfair to say that at times they're treated arbitrarily or capriciously.
Anything you want to add today?
Well, I just hope that when this goes before the entire board, that this doesn't turn into a situation where it is a personal issue. It has already been spoken to by those who voted with me when the vote was 33-3 back in September, that they know that this is personal. I know that it is personal, regardless of what's said, because I've got information that people don't want to become public from the closed session that I legitimately recorded.